This video is made possible by Tab for a Cause. Install their free browser extension by clicking the link in the description to help raise money for a charity that you care about. This is what every country in the world is best at, part 2, and if you haven't seen part 1, you should go watch that first, but we left off with Lithuania, which has the fastest public Wi-Fi speeds in the world at 16.6 megabytes per second. Hopping over to Luxembourg, we discover that they have the highest annual wages in the world. The average worker here earns $60,369 per year. Far away, Madagascar has the highest commercial bank prime lending rate at 61%, and Malaysia has the world's tallest twin buildings, the Petronas Towers at 452 meters high each. At the same time, the Maldives has the lowest, highest point among all countries, 2 meters above sea level is as far up as you can get without being in a building. Meanwhile, Mali has the least amount of police officers per capita, only 38 officers per 100,000 people. Malta is ranked as the most generous country in the world since 83% of their population donates to some kind of charity, and the Marshall Islands has the highest percentage of their territory made up of water, 98.47%. Back over in Mauritania, we can discover the most Islamic country in the world. It's estimated that nearly 100% of the country's population are Muslims. And tiny Mauritius has the highest percentage of Hindus outside of South Asia, consisting of 48.5% of their population. Mexico is ranked as the hardest working country in the world, where each worker spends an average of 2,246 hours working per year, or about 25% of the entire time that exists in a full year. Micronesia has the highest coastline to area ratio, 8,706 meters of coastline per square kilometer of land area, and Moldova has the highest rate of people leaving cities, since their urban population had a negative 1.5% growth rate last year. Monaco, meanwhile, is the most densely populated country in the world with 19,000 people per square kilometer, while Mongolia is conveniently the least populated country with less than 2 people per square kilometer on average. Montenegro has the highest smoking rate in the world, where each adult smokes 4,125 cigarettes per year on average, while Morocco is the world's largest producer of couscous. Myanmar is home to the world's largest book, which is 1,460 pages long and set in stone, while Namibia is home to the largest wealth inequality between her citizens in the world. Nauru is the world's most obese country on average. Nepal is the most Hindu country in the world, where 81.3% of the population identify as such, and the Netherlands has the highest average height in the world, where men are just over 6 feet tall and women are 5 feet 7 inches. Funny enough, New Zealand has the largest number of sheep per capita, with about 10 sheep for every human in the country, while Niger has both the highest birth rate in the world and the youngest average age of citizens, just 15.1 years old. Neighboring Nigeria, unfortunately, has the most deaths related to HIV/AIDS, about 210,000 reported in 2014 alone. North Korea, meanwhile, is considered the most heavily militarized country on Earth, since over 30% of the country's population is a member of the military. At the same time, Norway is apparently a fantastic place to be because it's ranked as the most democratic country in the world, the happiest country in the world, and has the highest standard of living in the world. Pakistan has the greatest performance at the Field Hockey World Cup since they've won it 4 times, while Panama has the most merchant ships registered to it of any country, 6,323 total ships. Papua New Guinea is considered the most linguistically diverse country in the world since over 850 languages are spoken there today, and they have the highest cannabis use at nearly 30% of the population. Paraguay is ranked as the most positive country in the world, while Peru has the largest Native American population in the world at 45% of the total population. The Philippines has the greatest performance at the World Cup of Pool since they've won 3 times, and Poland has the best performance at the Motorcycle Speedway World Cup since they've won that 6 times. Portugal is the earliest country to outlaw life imprisonment back in 1884. Qatar has the most CO2 emissions per capita at 44 tons per person per year, and Romania has the highest home ownership rate in the world, with 96.4% of the population owning their home. Russia has both the world's largest arsenal of nuclear weapons and the most World Chess Championship victories, while Rwanda has the highest percentage of women employed in the labor force. 86% of all workers employed here are women. San Marino has the most motor vehicles per capita with 1,263 vehicles per 1,000 people, and Saudi Arabia has the highest military spending per capita since they spent $6,909 per citizen per year on their military. For comparison's sake, the U.S. only spends $1,859 per citizen. Serbia has the best performance at the FINA World Water Polo Championship with 4 total victories. Sierra Leone has the lowest life expectancy in the world at just 44.4 years. And Singapore has the world's lowest birth rate, the lowest infant mortality rate, and the lowest opiates usage in the world. Meanwhile, Slovakia is the largest per capita producer of cars in the world since they produce 1 car per 6 people in the country every year. Slovenia has the highest high school graduation rate at 96%, Somalia is ranked as the world's most corrupt country, and South Africa is the world's largest producer of platinum at 80% of the global supply. Over in South Korea, they have the fastest internet speed in the world with an average connection speed of 26.7 megabytes per second. South Sudan has the lowest literacy rate at only 27% of their population. Spain is the world's largest producer of olives. And meanwhile, Sri Lanka has the highest suicide rate in the world. According to the Global Innovation Index, Sudan has the lowest innovation rate in the world, and Suriname is Earth's most forested country, with over 90% of the country covered by forest. Swaziland has the world's highest HIV infection rate, with over 28% of the population currently carrying the disease. At the same time, Sweden has the highest number of parental leave days offered to workers, with women allowed 68 weeks and men allowed 18 weeks. Meanwhile, Switzerland is the most expensive country in the world to live in. Syria is the most dangerous country in the world to live in, with the lowest national growth rate. And Taiwan has the best overall student performance in mathematics. Tajikistan has the world's highest average elevation at 3,196 meters above sea level. And Thailand is home to the most victories in the Miss International Queen, a transgender women's beauty contest which they've won 3 times. Timor-Leste is the most Christian country in the world, with over 99% of the population identifying as such. Tonga is the most Mormon country in the world, with over 60% of the population identifying as such. And Tunisia has the most strict gun control laws in the world, with only 0.1 guns owned per every 100 people. Across the Mediterranean and Turkey, they consume the most tea per capita in the world, 6.87 kilograms per person per year. Turkmenistan, meanwhile, has the current highest GDP growth rate in the world at 10.3%. Tuvalu has the lowest number of immigrants at just 148 people, and Uganda is the world's most entrepreneurial country, with 28% of the country's current workforce having started their own business. Ukraine is fascinatingly, I know, the world's largest producer of sunflower seeds, and the United Arab Emirates has the highest proportion of men in the world. There are 2.19 men in the country for every 1 woman. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has the highest number of books published per capita, with 1 book being published for every 355 people per year. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the United States leads the world in both most privately owned firearms per capita, with 88.8 firearms owned for every 100 people, and the highest number of fatal lawnmower accidents, with 69 Americans killed by lawnmowers each year on average. Uruguay is home to this piece of land, which is the southernmost, northernmost point on land. Uzbekistan is the world's largest double landlocked country, while Vanuatu is where you're most likely to be the victim of a natural disaster. Meanwhile, Vatican City is both the smallest country in the world and home to the largest immigrant population, 100%, and Venezuela is home to both the world's largest oil reserves and the world's cheapest gas, currently at just 1 cent per liter. At the same time, Vietnam is home to the world's largest reserve military force at 3 million soldiers. Yemen has the highest gender inequality in the world and the lowest GDP growth rate, at -28.1% currently. Zambia has the largest number of Rhodesian giraffes, and finally, Zimbabwe has the world's highest unemployment rate, currently sitting around 95% of the country. I know that a lot of these statistics seemed fairly depressing, and it's unfortunate that the world we live in is full of inequality and unfair opportunities. If you want to help, you should take 2 seconds to install the new and improved Tab for a Cause extension for your web browser. Tab for a Cause is a browser extension that donates to a charity of your choice each time you open a new tab without costing you anything. Just by simply browsing the web, Tabbers have now raised over $450,000 for charity through Tab for a Cause. Installing the extension takes almost no effort on your part to do and allows you to make a real difference every single day just by using your web browser. Click the link in the description to start tabbing for your cause today. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next week for another brand new video then.